We're at the DuPont Pioneer One event, a field day near Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visiting this morning with Matt McKenzie, Technical Product Manager for DuPont Pioneer in central and eastern Nebraska. Matt, let's talk about corn rootworm first of all. We've had a lot of talk about rootworm resistance possibly developing in different parts of the country. What are you seeing here in this part of the U.S.?
You know, I can't say that we've seen resistance in this part of the U.S. We're certainly aware of what the universities have been reporting in Iowa and Illinois and Minnesota, and it's a concern for us. So, you know, we're constantly watching for that and trying to talk to growers about integrated pest management practices now to make sure that we don't see resistance out here in the future.
Okay. Let's just talk about some of those IPM suggestions that you have.
Okay. There's a lot of things a grower can do to manage resistance on his farm. The number one thing, I think, is crop rotation. You know, continuous corn has been a popular practice for a lot of our growers out here, and it makes a lot of sense in the budget a lot of times. But, you know, putting soybeans in the rotation once in a while will help break the life cycle of that pest and will help us with resistance if that would become an issue. So that's one thing. The other thing is managing the proper refuge. You know, all of these BT traits require a refuge of some sort somewhere in the field, and if we plant that refuge right, we're going to ensure that we've got some susceptible pests out there. So if resistance does pop up, we've got susceptible pests to dilute that resistance.
Well, you mentioned refuge. Let's talk about refuge management. And with the advent of refuge in a bag from Pioneer and other companies here in recent years, it might get a little confusing for some growers. With the way things have changed. So talk about, from DuPont Pioneer standpoint, your refuge management program.
Sure. Yeah, I agree that it can be a bit confusing for a grower. There's lots of different refuge strategies out there. We've got some simplified solutions at DuPont Pioneer that I think will make it a lot easier for a grower to manage refuge. The first one deals with above-ground pests. So, you know, if you're concerned about European corn borer, we've got integrated solutions in the bag with Acre Max. It's a 95-5 blended product where 95% of that product is a traded product, 5% is the refuge, and it's integrated into the bag. So with the traded product, you get two modes of action to control pests above ground with BT, and you get a reduced refuge from 20% in a block now to 5% in a bag. So instead of having to manage that extra 20% to the side and think about what that needs to be, now it's in one bag, you pour it in your planter and you go. For below ground pests, we've got a couple different strategies to manage that refuge. With Acre Max 1, the way we've been selling our triple stacks for the last couple years, we're able to take care of that corn rootworm refuge in the bag. And we've taken it from a 20% block refuge down to 10% integrated in the bag. We still need to manage a 20% corn borer refuge somewhere within a half a mile of that field, but that tends to be the easier refuge to manage. In the future, in the very near future, we're moving to Acre Max Extra, which will put both the above ground and below ground refuge in the bag at a 10% level. So just moving towards simplicity, taking away the need to manage a separate block refuge and integrating that into a single bag solution that the grower can just pour in the planter and go plant.